Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Brand new week, full new opportunities and blessings. Go out and get them. Thank you for waking up with us. You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 AMP Radio. Home of commercial free Mondays. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Miss Chelsea.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
We missed you, girl. You're so excited. Not only to obviously see our faces, but to be back in some warm weather.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah. I'm the biggest baby. I didn't have a proper jacket when I went to New York. So on my way to the airport, I had to stop by the mall and get one. And I got like the most, like, you know, the kid,
extra.
You know, that Christmas story, the kid that like can't move his arms.
Yeah.
I literally was that
the
girl.
Starfish.
My friends in New York were making fun of me. They were like, what is this jacket?
She couldn't even drink her own drink. They had to like hold a glass for it because you couldn't fold your arms.
Literally.
You're
yeah.
like, yo, feed me. Uh-huh. Drink yeah. now. Good stuff. Good to have you back. Good morning, Tamara. Can you hear us? No. Fantastic.
Works.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. It's a Monday.
How about this one? Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
There it is. All right. So one of these days, I'll figure out the buttons.
Don't worry about it.
A year into it, right?
It's kind of funny if you don't.
Right. It's the best, bro. Hit us up on the phone lines, 877-971-HITS. Call or text us. Good morning, Tamara, to you. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1AMPRadio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for that AMP Mini Mix. I got your Monday encouragement this morning. All I got to say is... be like Jessica. I know there's a lot of amazing Jessicas out there, especially Brian's girlfriend.
She's one. You'd be like her right now, you'd be sleeping. I encourage you to, that's probably all you need to say on that.
People back listening are like, yo, I love that Monday motivation right there. I'm down to go back
go
home
back
and
to
go to sleep, right? But I want you to be like Jessica, and she's actually a listener of ours, and I'll give you context, obviously, to the story and what happened. But Friday, I was on my way home to go visit mom at the hospital out in Riverside. She's been there now 5 weeks. And I stop by usually, maybe three times a week, I'll stop by this Chick-fil-A in Chino Hills. You know, on the like halfway between, get myself some spicy chicken sandwich or whatnot. And Jessica works the drive-thru. And I found out because I went through the drive-thru, she's like, oh my gosh, are you like Edgar from Mornings, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And like, so she listens to us, right? And she's a student at Cal Poly Pomona. Shout out to her. She's got 4 finals today. But Friday, I was in the drive-thru, and I ordered my food or whatever it may be, and I'm just chilling, thinking about mom, thinking about things going on. And literally, Jessica walks up to me in the drive-thru, and she's not like the girl that takes your order while you're waiting in the drive-thru, right? She just walked out. She was like on break or something. And she's like, hey, I just wanted to come out. And she's like, I know what you're going through with your mom right now, and I have these gift cards for you. You guys probably don't have a lot of time to be at home or to cook for yourself. So I got you these gift cards for some spicy chicken sandwiches and a kid's meal for your daughter, Ariela. And guys, I just sat there and I was like, oh my gosh. And I bring this up because I bet there's been many times in your life where you like maybe thought about helping somebody in whatever way, how big or small it is, it doesn't matter. But you think twice about it because you're like, I don't know how that person's going to take it. Is this actually kind of weird? But Jessica just went for it, man. She's like, you know what? I feel it in my heart to be there for somebody right now, and I'm just going to go for it. And Jessica, like I told you on Friday, you don't understand the impact that moment had for me. And I shared it with my family that day. I shared it with my mom. And now I'm sharing it with the rest of our listeners. But I just want to encourage you to be like Jessica. If you feel the urge to help somebody out in whatever way you can, just by listening to somebody, a word of encouragement, helping them however you can, don't think twice about it. Especially during these this holiday season, man. A lot of people are going through a lot of things. It's a lot more complicated than we think. So, Jessica, thank you so much. And I just want to encourage you to intentionally be there for people around you and go above and beyond for them, all right? Coming up next, we're going to catch up with our weekend highlights and recaps. Hopefully, you had a great weekend. Brian, your girlfriend was in town all weekend. Can't wait to hear how that went. Chelsea, you came back from New York. Can't wait to hear some good stories from there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Hope you had a great weekend. We're going to get into our weekend highlights right about now. I had two surprise visits this weekend that totally made my weekend amazing. So Friday, I told you guys my weekend expectations was to be continue to be inspired by mom, who's been in the hospital for 5 weeks. Guys, last night, she got transferred out of the ICU.
Wow. Right, wow. That is amazing news.
Oh, man. Glory to God. Thank you for all your prayers, your encouragement, the love you've been sending. Man, it's absolutely amazing. Doctors are now calling her. We're calling her the ICU warrior. They, like, nicknamed her. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know you're, like, amazing. But listen, there's still a long road ahead. But that was great news, and we got to celebrate good news when you're going through so much, you know? But two amazing surprise visits for me this weekend. One, Saturday morning, my cousin in Dallas, I don't know if you guys have a relationship like this with one of your cousins, that they actually are like a brother or sister to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is with my cousin Raul, and he surprised me. He just flew out for the weekend. He's like, man, I wanted to be here with you. I'll be your Uber. I'll be your shoulder. Whatever you need. So he came out here and hung out all weekend. It was absolutely amazing. Love him for doing that. And then my boy, DJ Majestic.
Oh, yeah.
Came through Saturday afternoon along with his future wifey, Jamie.
I don't know about all future wifey stuff, but we did come visit you guys. So.
And I know it's serious because I think it was that time where Majestic was trying to see how she would do with kids.
Oh,
because you know my daughter Ariella just turned two, and they made a huge mistake, by the way. So they obviously a lot of people make this mistake the first time around, like a toddler or whatever it may be, because they want the toddler to like them, right?
They bring toys and stuff. Mm.
Yeah, they try to go above and beyond in the sense of like the first thing they do is like to get them to like them. Oh, I'm gonna pick you up, pretend you're a little airplane, you know? Like, woo, yeah. Guess what? My daughter now wants that for an hour.
Yeah.
They got no chill for that.
So Jamie, Majestic's girl, was like, okay, Ariella, let's go down now. She's like, no.
She's nope. Like, more, up.
So then, like, Jamie handed her over to Majestic, and now Majestic's running around my kitchen, flying with Ariella back and forth.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was very exhausting, but super, super fun.
Are you sore today?
A little bit, my left side, but I'm okay.
How did Jamie do with around kids, Madge?
She's really good with kids. We had visited.
I hope so, she's a teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope she's got, like, a little bit of a knack for that.
Yeah, no, always.
She teaches fifth grade, no?
Yeah, she teaches fifth grade, but we visited friends in New York a while back, and my friends have kids over there. She's cool with all the kids, so it's good.
So that you're good. That's the next stage then, right?
I don't know if that's the next stage, but she's good with kids.
Good stuff, man. Thank you for coming over, man.
It was fun. Thank you for having me.
We had a good time there. Brian, what did you get into this
weekend,
man?
Say, I don't know if that's the next stage. That's not the next stage. There's plenty of stages in between dating
and all
of a sudden having a two-year-old.
It's true.
Oh, we had a good time, man. Jessica and I, my girlfriend, has been out from Atlanta. We went and looked at, we were just checking out different neighborhoods. So we checked out like South Pasadena, went down like near USC, out North Hollywood, Culver City. Just kind of looking at different neighborhoods because, you know, like in the future, down the next, you know, 2019, we'll look at maybe trying to get a place out here.
Hey, kill me?
I mean, that's always been the plan. We don't need to hit the record scratch on that. That's kind of always been like, what we're doing.
No, I'm just saying, 2019 is like in 20 days.
Yeah, but it's also an entire year. It's not like January 1st.
That's what I said for my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Right. You got all year. You got plenty of time. But no, just checking out different neighborhoods because she doesn't know the city. So it's kind of like when she's looking at stuff online, it's kind of it's like confusing because she's like, what about this neighborhood? And I'm like, probably not. She's like, what about this one? She's like, what about South Pasadena? I'm like, I haven't been there in a long time. So let's go check it out. Let's go see because you want to know if you're going to look at houses. You want to know, oh, where's the grocery store? Where's your local bar? Where's all the things that are around you? Things that are important to you, the bar for me.
Yeah.
For her, grocery store or whatever. And we did that. We went to K-Rock's Acoustic Christmas on Saturday.
Oh, dope.
Saw Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, they were great. Smashing Pumpkins was great. 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto, the prettiest man in rock.
Prettiest man in rock.
He was dressed like Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, but my girlfriend was like, he's so pretty. And I'm like, yeah, don't. I mean, you look straight into his eyes. He's like, whoa.
Done.
He's got crystal balls for eyes.
Nah, that's cool, man. So you guys actually went to some neighborhoods to check out spots.
Yeah, we went all over the place, man. We just kind of, I didn't realize how important it is for people who aren't from California to like Southern California to go check out the places. Yeah. Also, when you buy a house, you don't want to be just kind of like marooned off in the middle of nowhere where you're like, nothing is close. I need like walkability.
Yeah, no, I remember we were looking at house, the wifey and I, and we went to this like a new housing track area, and it's like, oh my gosh, it looks so beautiful. And then apparently behind one of the houses that we liked was like an old house from like, I don't know, the 80s. But basically, we found out that the person behind us, he has so much land, he throws like mini rodeos every weekend.
Wow.
You better be into that kind of thing.
And like the realtor that was there from like the new housing track, like she said it as a disclaimer. She's like, I do have to warn you, every weekend there's a mini rodeo and like rooster fights back here.
What?
I'm like, oh. It's like, rooster you don't charge fight. Extra for that, right?
Pretty sure that's illegal. Well, she's like throws it out there. That is rooster fighting. It's like, no, that's like against the law.
Yes.
Just FYI. All right, coming up next, we get into our girl Chelsea's weekend highlights. She was out in New York all last week working an awesome event with Billboard with amazing women in music. Can't wait to hear all about that. And again, Chelsea sat next to somebody famous on her flight back home from NYC to LA. Who was it this time?
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
All right, we're getting into our weekend highlights. Chelsea, you're up next. You were out majority of the part last week in New York, covering an awesome event, Billboard's Women in Music. What would you say were some of your highlights for this weekend, just being out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's my favorite show that we do with Billboard. It's like you're in a room with these like kick-ass women that are so strong, and they're getting up on stage and they're talking about just like the importance of women supporting other women in the industry and talking about their struggles and like what they've overcome. And it's such a cool event to be a part of. I worked the red carpet, so we did the live show, got to interview, you know, a lot of the artists that were walking. Ariana Grande did not walk the carpet, which was interesting. She did her interview backstage, so I was kind of bummed about that. But the funny thing about it is after, so we do this like big live show, it's like an hour long, and afterwards one of the stage coordinators, she's like, hey Chelsea, you're coming with me. And I was like, oh, where are we going? And she's like, oh, did no one tell you? You're actually the emergency host for the show. So if anything goes wrong, you have to just start talking. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
So it's like if somebody, like if whoever the real, like the other host is, like takes a header backstage.
Yeah, exactly.
So, breaks a heel.
So for the whole like 2 hour show, I'm literally standing. I have like a microphone in my hand. I'm standing side stage. And they're like, there's like three times they're like, okay, you might have to go. If Ariana runs too short on her speech in 3, 2, oh no, okay, you're good. And so I'm just standing there like terrified. I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? But I mean, I guess.
I like that their prep for you was like, yeah, just start talking. Yeah.
Literally, that is what they. I'm like, but what do you mean? Like, what can I say?
You walk out and go, hey, anybody celebrating anything in here?
Yeah.
Just do like an MC at a comedy show.
How's everybody's night going?
You guys good?
you guys having fun tonight?
Married? Divorced? Who's getting one?
Like, can you imagine? So that was a little stressful, but we got through it. I didn't end up having to. They didn't throw to me for it, so that was good. I'm like crossing my fingers the whole time. Like, please don't go to me. Please don't go to me. I don't know what I'm going to say, but no, it was super cool. Ariana got up there and talked about, you know, how she's like, it's really ironic that this has been the worst year of my life, but yet it's been the best year for my career, and like thank you.
Yeah, personally, right? It's been a very tough year for her.
Yeah, so she kind of got up, and you know, Alicia Keys was there, and she had so many amazing things to say. Janelle Monáe, Ellie Goulding. It was a really cool event overall. So that was super fun. And then it was really cool on Friday. It was a big day for music because the Grammys were announced.
Oh yeah, the nominations.
Yeah, so I got to actually catch up with like Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Dua Lipa, Bebe Rexha, who are all nominated for Grammys this year.
It's like the freshman class.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
of Grammy nominations,
and it's so cool. Like for specifically for like Shawn Mendes and Camila, like I've been interviewing them since they were just these little like squeaky voiced newcomers to the industry, like, you know, so just like, you know, wide eyed, had no idea what they were getting themselves into. And so it's cool talking to them now about it and them being like, how did this happen? Like,
yeah, I literally, well, they still talk and don't have an ego and attitude.
No, and they don't.
Still
and they've
grateful.
Always yeah they've stayed so humble. And so it was really cool being there the day they found out, and like, you know, Camila got a bit emotional, and Bebe Rexha, 100%. She's so cute. And she's one of those girls in the industry who's been very vocal about how she's a little bit jaded because she's run into so many tough times in this industry. Yeah. And so it was cool to talk to her about that.
Super
being
proud.
Nominated. Yeah.
Camila, especially, it's like her first album, and then bam, Grammys.
Yeah.
Hello. That's awesome right there. Chels, on the way back, you always have these interesting stories that you're like, hey guys, guess who was sitting next to me on the plane? And I guess maybe I don't have these stories because I'm rarely ever in first class.
Right.
So I don't have like cool stories like, hey, guess who I sat next to, you know?
Also, like, if you travel now, it's with a family. So it's like, you guys have a road. You're like, guess what we did? We didn't notice anyone on the plane. I was too busy trying to keep Ariella quiet.
For some reason, nobody wanted to sit next to us.
No,
I don't know why.
To us.
Everybody tries to avoid the toddler or the baby in the plane, for sure.
I'm not always that cool, just to say. I don't really usually always sit first class. And this time, I was like, I wasn't quite in first class. I was like the first row of like, Delta Comfort.
So you kind of like stick your foot into
so
it?
So I, like, yeah, exactly. So so I was sitting next to Khalid.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So
he was sitting in Delta Comfort?
He was in first class, so he was like kitty corner from me. So we like hugged nice. As I walked by, good. And then, but we caught up a bit, and he was just saying how he's so excited. He's like, I'm exhausted, man. He's like, I just can't wait to sleep in my own bed. Like, yeah. He's ready for the holidays, and you know, he's same thing, just kind of overwhelmed by what this year's been for him, you know?
And almost everybody in entertainment during the holidays is when they take their vacation. Mm-hmm. I mean, entertainment kind of just chills. And a lot of the artists, I think I've been hearing like interviews on so forth with them. They're like, I just want to go home and sleep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. literally.
And just chill and do nothing. So that's awesome. Thank you for your recap, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. You look beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
At all the events. Check out pictures on her social media.
Chelsea_Briggs.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Cardi B is making it very clear that she is more than ready to divorce Offset.
Thank you, next.
During her performance over the weekend, she even changed lyrics to her song Motorsport to reflect her current relationship status. And Motorsport, of course, is her collaboration with Migos, her ex's group, and Nicki Minaj. Here's what she had to say.
Oh, gonna get a divorce.
I know. It sounded so old school, like 1980s rap.
Yeah, boy.
I feel bad for it. So Offset, on the other hand, he's definitely like not wanting this divorce at all, because right after he that clip kind of went viral, obviously, he tweeted, F y'all, I miss Cardi.
Aww.
So he's clearly going through it right now.
Because we just started clowning him.
I mean, that's kind of what happens when you're the one who's been screwing up the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, when you finally push someone to their breaking point and they tell you to, you know, like, bye, then it's like, you're like, oh, but I kind of miss you. Well, you shouldn't have been screwing around.
Exactly. Cardi also went on Instagram Live to kind of address these rumors, because people are saying, well, this is weird. You guys were performing together on stage, like, days before you announced your divorce, and you were very PDA-y. So people are like, are you just doing this for publicity?
And in regards to that, I think she's actually speaking to DJ Majestic, because he believes that this was all conspiracy theory as well. So let's see what Cardi B has to say to DJ Majestic directly.
Things was not always gravy, because at the end of the day, we are two different people. But we never did anything for publicity. Think I got pregnant. Could have ruined my career for publicity, you dumbasses.
Well...
DJ Majestic.
The thing was, in my defense, I didn't think there was a baby, because that was before we saw the picture of the baby, so I'm not the dumbass, hopefully, that she's talking to.
Which also, that's another thing I wanted to talk about, her showing the picture of the baby. I feel like that's a little bit of low-key shade for her to share the picture.
Why?
Because I think that clearly Offset didn't want to show the picture of the baby.
Really?
Yeah, that was the whole, like, that was what they've been talking about. Like, they were like, and also they were, you know, they were getting offered all this money. I think Offset was maybe the one that didn't want to show it. And literally 24 hours after they announced the divorce, she shows the picture. I don't know, guys.
It's not even like a good picture. It's a cute baby.
Oh, she's cute.
No, she's cute. I'm not saying she's not cute. I'm just saying it wasn't like the traditional celebrity way of showing off a baby is they do a photo shoot. Yeah. It was just like a photo on her phone of culture in a car seat.
Uh-huh. It's like one of those pictures where your baby, you just got done changing her diaper and she's still moving around and you're like, snap a picture real quick.
It's not even
like
looking at the camera. It's
like kind of blurry. Her legs are like all over the place, you know?
So I think low-key shade. Moving on. Okay, so Demi Lovato actually has a new love interest and it's clothing designer Henry Levy. I actually reported on this about a month ago because they were spotted. It's like one of the first times she was spotted out since getting out of rehab. She was out with this guy. They were having dinner. It didn't really look romantic at the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
But now, they were spotted outside of Nobu, which is a sushi restaurant in Malibu. Yeah. They're making out. They're holding hands. They're not keeping any of it a secret. So there you have it.
Good for her.
Hopefully he's like a dude who can keep her like sobriety in check.
Yeah. Well, he's sober too. And apparently they met in rehab is what I'm hearing. So and an insider saying that, you know, he's really good for her. They're spending a lot of time together and he's kind of keeping her focused, I guess. So.
Well, sometimes, I mean, hopefully they, I would like to, I hope it's successful. I also hope that they, like, she continues to see, like, professionals outside of the relationship that you have in rehab. Mm. Because sometimes from, you know, when I worked in Boston and getting my social work degree, sometimes those relationships you build during things like rehab, they're very stressful and very, like,
and
you're stripping your life down. Mm-hmm. Yet it almost becomes a thing where two people are just kind of, like, they're never actually in a relationship. They're just kind of, like, in this obsessive kind of like friendship with each other, and it's not as healthy for them to be individuals. So hopefully she continues to seek like professional help to make sure she maintains like her person, her self-identity and her sobriety.
At least it sounds like they both have a common goal.
Exactly.
To be healthy
as long as that's
to be
the case,
well, right?
For sure.
So they can encourage each other. Iron sharpens iron, right?
Definitely.
We hope.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you think back to maybe like you when you were in junior high or high school, and you are a millennial right now between the ages of 22 and 37 like us, do you believe that you saw back then that this would be your life that you're living today? Or is it totally off? I mean, professionally speaking, even the way you look, you know, your relationship status, all the above. Just think about that for a second. I would say I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do career-wise, but I knew I was going to be happily married. And with a child, at least one. And that at least has come true for me. Career-wise, I really had no idea what I wanted to do, to be honest. And then I knew I was going to have a dad bod for sure. that I knew. I already had a dad bod in high school.
Seems like an active choice there.
What about you, Brian?
I remember when I was like 15, and I was like, man, when I'm in college, I'm going to have sideburns. And that's not even close. I don't even have them now. I don't know why. I just thought sideburns were so cool. Like just big old sideburns.
And that was it.
That was the only goal I had was sideburns. I think the only thing about that I look back, I wasn't 100% sure what I was going to do either because, I mean, at the time I was getting a psychology degree and getting into teaching.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I didn't get into stand-up till way after I got out of college. I think the one thing that millennials are now looking back and realizing the time frame was way off was buying a house.
Oh,
like
yeah,
owning
yeah.
anything because Finances. Of how, yeah, because of how the we came up in the when the bubble burst in like 2008.
Yeah.
All of us were like just getting out of college, and then that was terrifying to everybody. Mm-hmm. And jobs were hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, the economy wasn't good. So I feel like there's this kind of like a PTSD situation where if a house is too like cheaper than it should be. Like, I don't know. That seems like a scam. I'm not trying to lose a house. So I think that the adulting part for a millennial of buying a house is something that no one's doing until they're like late 30s.
It's a good point. Yeah, because we found this study says millennials are delusional about this part of their future. And I'll get to the answer in just a second. But what about you, Chelsea? Are you where you at?
Yeah. So for me, I always knew that I wanted to, first off, move to California since I was 5 years old. My mom says I would talk about it. And I knew that I wanted to be a host and work in entertainment.
Really?
So that part, like,
That's
and
dope.
I'm really stubborn. So if I had that thought when I was younger, I was just like, I'm going to do it no matter what.
That's awesome.
So that you know, I didn't necessarily know I was going to be working in radio or where I would be exactly. Exactly, but I think that part kind of lines up. But the one thing, like, I feel like I thought by like the age 25, I would be like married, maybe with kids.
Really?
So that, like, I think that's the one thing where I'm like, oh, 33 now, still single,
yeah,
still dating, you know. So I think that's the one thing. Looking back, I would be like, oh, by the time I was 30, I felt like I thought that I would have be more settled down.
You know what they say, man? 30s are the new teens. Right?
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying for years, man.
Chelsea's like, yeah, I've dated a couple guys
that are
in their
30s. Like in their teens.
See, that's funny because as soon as I started like show business, it was stand-up comedy and I lived in bunk beds with another grown man and I was like, I ain't never going to have a girlfriend like this. I'm not getting married. Like, it's not going to, like, that part of my life, I was like, just, yeah, maybe 40. There's not going to happen now.
So here's the study, taking a shot at millennials. What a surprise. So they're saying that we are delusional about this part of our future and that's how rich we're going to be by the age of 45. All right. So growing up, man, oh, I'm going to be balling. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this car, that car, this and that. So 70% of millennials between the ages of 22 and 37 said that they're going to be worth at least $1 million by age 45. And the study goes on to say that seems highly unlikely, considering a survey released earlier this year by the National Institution of Retirement Studies found that 2/3 of us millennials have zero money saved as of right now and are crazy in debt with college loans.
Well, see, that makes sense that everyone would think it'd be worth $1 million by 40 because it's not the same landscape. Like retirement, what does that even mean? You know, there's
right?
Social Security is being depleted by the day if it's even around by the time.
Yeah.
So we've never had that to fall back on as a thing. That's all we heard about is Social Security is going to be depleted,
that
right? That big thing. And retire. So I feel like the millennials now realize that you can become a rich person overnight on just inventing an app. You know what right. I mean? Like, there's not, it's not the same landscape where we're, you know, our parents' generations, where the way you got to be worth $1 million was go to work every day and put aside 20% of your check every month into a 401k.
Or even now, man, even not us just millennials, but our generation even younger than us, it's like, yo, I'm just going to be a social influencer and be a millionaire.
Get on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's funny. The truth.
When you just said that, I was like, in my head, I'm like, you know, we still got time, you guys. We can do it. Like, that's like how I thought can instantly happen. Like a millennial. And also then I thought to myself, well, you know what? I've got savings. I've been working really hard to save money. But then my other thought was, but you're also, you have a lot of student loans still. So right. It's like that cancels each other out.
But
so
even then, you do have time. You can become a millionaire in this landscape overnight by just going viral on one. You could start a GoFundMe called Prove My Parents Wrong. And you'll probably get a bunch of suckers to donate money.
This study also says the reason why we believe these things is because millennials are the most optimistic generation of the last century.
Because we can do it, you guys!
And listen to you guys.
I love it.
It's because you grew up in a generation of participation trophies.
You put your mind to it.
You never had to win.
Number one.
By the way, pro tip, you should be saving 50% or more off of your salary.
That ain't happening.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All this week at 7:25 and 9:25, you get to hear Santa's calls. Yes, I know it's 7:29. I'm on Latino time, all right? Let me be.
settle down.
Yeah, chill out. All right, Fabrilo. Santa puts your kids in check from the naughty list to the nice list. If you got some kids that need to put in check, just shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS, and we'll reach out to Santa for you and try to get them on the nice list, all right? Who do we have today, Senor Brian?
Today, we have two individuals. I believe it's Hike and Corin.
Nice.
And their mom, Marianne, called in, and she needed help, so I patched them through on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon to the North Pole Hotline. We got to do these in the afternoon because Santa's on North Pole time, which is completely different than here, and we're not trying to inconvenience the guy. So I patched them through in the afternoon, and let's just say things got a little musical.
Okay.
Okay, I like
that. Fantastic. Another Santa's call right here.
Hello.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Is this Mariana?
Yes.
Hello, this is Santa Claus.
Hello.
I called to talk to Hike and Corin. Are they available?
Hi.
Ho, 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 ho. Who is this?
Hike.
Let's make sure you're on the nice list, and then I'm going to talk to your brother Corin, and then I'm going to find out what you guys want for Christmas. Does that work?
Yes.
Sounds good, buddy. All right, it says here that you need to keep doing better in soccer. Is that true?
Yes.
What else do we need to do? You need to keep working on school and reading books. What are your favorite kind of books to read?
Any books.
Any books? You're a pretty smart guy. All right, Hike, let me talk to Corin real quick. You're on the nice list. Let's check in on him.
That was easy.
Hi.
Corin, how are you? Excited for Christmas?
Yeah, very much.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, let's see. It says that you need to keep on working on your piano lessons. You play piano?
Yes.
Oh, you do, do you? What is your favorite song to play?
Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Old MacDonald?
Classic.
Hey, did you know that Santa Claus, that I play the piano too? Did you know that?
No.
Okay, it's been a little while. Let me dust off the old ivories. But this one right here is my favorite song to play. Are you ready?
What?
Wow, Santa.
Skills.
Oh my God.
Do you hear it?
Crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Let's get into it, all right, guys? What do you guys want for Christmas? Let's talk with Hike first. Hike, what do you want for Christmas this year?
A Lego and a set of puzzle balls.
A puzzle ball? You kids are getting so smart, I can't keep up with you. Corin, what do you want for Christmas, buddy?
I want the same thing.
Yeah?
But the Lego easy.
Yeah?
And a baby girl.
A baby gorilla?
Girl.
Oh, baby girl. You like
sister.
A baby girl?
Sister.
Oh, you want a baby sister for Christmas?
Oh, okay.
And a TV.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Let's get back to that. You want a baby sister for Christmas?
Yeah.
You better talk to your mom about that one. I can't just go dropping off kids under your Christmas tree. I'll get in a lot of trouble.
I don't have a Christmas tree this year.
Oh, what do you guys got?
I have a Christmas set up on my piano.
Do you want to play your piano for me? Can you play me Old MacDonald?
Yeah.
Play me Old MacDonald.
I'm going downstairs. Now I'm going to my piano.
I'm so excited. Corin, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Oh, interesting.
In three, two,
musical.
One.
Crushing it. like it, Corn?
Witnessed the genius of Corin. I cannot wait to be at your concert someday, my man. Will you let me in for free?
Yeah.
I'm on the guest list. Merry Christmas, you guys.
I'm gonna give you cookies and milk.
Oh, I can't wait. Mrs. Claus is gonna be so mad because she wants me to trim down, but I don't care. It's my cheat day.
Okay.
All right, I love you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Thank you.
Did you hear that I said a TV?
You want a TV, too?
Yeah.
It's not too late to get one under the buzzer. I got it, buddy. I got it written down for me right there, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, bye.
He's just like, yeah, hold up. I know it's all hype and all this stuff. You're talking about, like, you trying to stay fit and all that. Did you get the TV, though? Since you can't give me that baby sister, it doesn't sound like you're going to come through with that.
He threw kind of a misdirection. He's like, I'd like a baby sister and a TV. If you can't give me the baby sister, you better give me the TV. But you make sure you heard the TV part, right?
So, Mama Mariana, now you know what you need to do, right, to help him out. So there you go. Communicate that situation right there.
Dude, I think I'm excited for Santa Claus to be on Corin's guest list for the old McDonald Live.
And, you know, Santa Claus does run a nonprofit, so it's not like he's rolling in all kinds of money.
That's true. Come
on, so we gotta help him out.
Put him on the list.
If you want Santa to call your kids, text us 877-971-4487, and we'll get you on the wait list. Tons of parents trying to get their kids from the naughty list to the nice list. I wonder why.
It's that time of year.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We're going to get an update for you from Friday's hookup hotline in case you missed it. We're going to play a little highlight for you, and then we'll catch up with Trish, age 28, from North Hollywood. She met Renee, age 30, from Van Nuys. She's a bartender. Anyways, here's a little highlight.
So tell me what you do, Trish. I'm a personal assistant / nanny.
Fun. Wow, what a hustle.
For fun, yeah, no, I just hang out with my friends, see live music. I like to go hiking.
Oh, cool. What kind of music you would do?
Basically anything except country or music where they scream so much you don't understand what they're saying.
Okay, I like that. I could get down with any of that.
Let's see, and I hang out with my dog.
Dog?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I'm a cat person. I enjoy dogs, but I have my own little feline friend.
So what about you? What do you do?
I'm a bartender.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not working?
What else do I do? Nurse a hangover.
Nurse a hangover. You're my kind of girl.
What went down this weekend? Did they link up or not? We're about to find out. Trish and Renee, good morning.
Hey, what up?
Still cool. They still sound cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who took lead? I mean, did you guys meet up? Who reached out to who? And what happened over the weekend?
Renee took lead.
Yeah, Renee?
I gave her a call, see what she was up to on Saturday night. So we basically started, not to say that I'm a cheapskate, but I mean, we did start it off at my bar.
Good move.
My buddy was working. We started it with a couple of shots and then a couple of bombs. And then, you know, that kept progressing. And we were trying to see this sort of like bluegrass, fusion, reggae band, something like that. We got there, right, Trish?
Yeah, I think I remember liking the band.
Wait, hold up. Renee, you just asked Trish if you actually made it to the venue? Like, you don't know?
I mean, we had a lot of fun at Renee's bar, so I don't really remember a lot of the night.
This is amazing.
Is that one of those days where you had to try to piece your life together based on Instagram stories? You're like, oh my God, I did that?
And Uber receipts. So let me take it back a step. When you guys were conscious and you met each other for the first time, what was your impression of Trish, Renee?
Oh, she was wicked cute.
Trish, what was your impression of Renee?
She's sexy. It matches the voice.
Oh, thanks, Trish.
So where'd it go? Like, details got a little hazy. What happened?
I think I remember making out a little, but I definitely woke up in my own bed. And I'm assuming it's because I made the call to go home to let out my dog. So I'm like,
oh,
you know, but I'm like, I woke up thinking like that was a fun night. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to get together again for round two.
I love that for Renee. She's like piecing it all together barely right now.
Oh, that's probably why you did have to go.
Yeah, because I'm a closer.
I'm a closer. answer.
All right. Kill me. So it sounds like you guys hit it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We think.
Where does it go from here, Renee, for you?
I guess maybe a day date.
Day date.
Not at a bar.
Yeah, you know, like 4 or 5.
I like that day date is at 5 p.m.
I mean, she's a bartender. That's her day. Morning for her is 1:30.
Trish, where does it go for you?
Yeah, I'm up for a 5 p.m. day date.
Thank you for giving it a shot. It sounds like you guys had a great time from what you guys remember. And hopefully, you know what? This is the beginning of something beautiful for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow, a lot of pressure there, but yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and like we do every Monday around this time, you get to hear real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Our street teamer Joe Wow sacrifices his mind, his body, his soul to interview drunk people all throughout SoCal, and today, there's something special in it for you. Not only do you get to laugh at drunk people, but you have a chance at winning 4 tickets to go to Universal Studios Hollywood to celebrate Grinchmas, okay? How? You just got to pass the Tipsy Talk quiz. So pay close attention to our Tipsy Talk interviewee because we're going to ask you a question about what she said, all right? Here she is.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Marlene Perez. I'm from Orange, mother county.
Orange County. Are you trying to meet a guy out here tonight?
Literally, all the time. Today, tomorrow, the day after. Universe, you never know.
Has any guy come up to you and be like, hey, baby, no. You're looking cute tonight?
Literally all the time. We just can't get him to stop. We just can't. Men are perros out there. Oh. Like, what are we going to do about them?
She said the dogs. Like, there's a lot of guys that are dogs out there. Dogs, no. Guys are dogs out there.
Perros.
What's up? Hey, you're looking very cute tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Am I a dog? Man. Am I a dog?
Yes, all of them.
I'm a dog. Ruff, 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 ruff.
I'm sorry. Did he just bark?
No.
Is that what just happened?
That was like the most half-assed bark I've ever heard in my life. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Some perros, she says.
How many coving partners do you have right now?
The little side boo.
Yeah. Side boo.
Well, you gotta have a Ray boo, a Paisa boo, a UCLA boo, a OC boo, an LA boo.
She's got different category of side boos like, she needs to have.
Based on counties, too?
Yeah.
She's like, I have an LA county, Orange county, San Bernardino county boo.
Education-based as well, UCLA boo, a Paisa boo, you know, like some corridos.
We've got an Orange Coast College boo.
Some Vicente Fernandez. Yeah, okay. I love that she doesn't discriminate. You know what I'm saying?
New York boo, local boo.
Oh, wow, she's still going.
Wow.
Upper boo, down.
No, no, boo.
She sounds like a Bubba Gump on Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Shrimp Creole, shrimp cocktail, shrimp and prawn, shrimp and grits.
No, boo. I still don't know what a no, boo is.
All of them.
Are you bringing anyone home for the holidays over your house?
Only Santa Claus. Santa Claus. We want Sancho Claus because Sancho means side man. So Sancho Claus.
Yeah, Sancho in Spanish means like side piece. And then she just added Claus at the end. Sancho Claus.
I got to be honest, man. If there was ever a time that Joao had a shot, it'd be this one. I mean, she just reeled off. There's got to be a boo that he fits the category for here. I'm intrigued.
A radio boo.
Side man. So Sancho Claus.
If your current love life were a holiday movie, would it be Home Alone, The Grinch, or The Nutcracker?
Probably The Nutcracker.
Why The Nutcracker?
Because men ain't we gotta go bust all their balls out there.
Lastly, what's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
A giraffe because they're graceful. Thank you.
She trails off.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chelsea, I don't know if you heard, she's busy.
Wow.
She's out there looking for all kinds of booze.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So here it is for the Tipsy Talk quiz. I'm gonna make it easy. I think it was pretty clear on this. What is a Sancho Claus? Mm-hmm. All right. What is a Sancho Claus? Call in 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. If you answer this correctly, you're going to get 4 tickets for you to go to Universal Studios Hollywood to celebrate Grinchmas. That's 4 tickets. You can take 3 other boos with you. Your UCLA boo, your Paisa boo, your reggaeton boo, all
North
kinds
Hollywood
of boos.
Boo, so you can park somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. All right, we got the Tipsy Talk quiz right now. You just heard a few minutes ago our street teamer Joelle interview somebody in Tipsy Talk. She's real drunk, saying ridiculous things. And we have a Tipsy Talk question for you to win. 4 tickets to go to Universal Studios Hollywood to celebrate Grinchmas. Jenny from Beaumont, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny, our interviewee was talking about the fact that she wants to have a Sancho Claus this Christmas. What does Sancho Claus mean?
Sancho Claus, Sancho is a side piece in Spanish, so she just added Claus at the end.
That is correct!
She just wants a side piece to come down her chimney, huh?
Easy to translate. She wants a nice little gift, or maybe not so little, whatever it is.
Nice, average size, respectable gift, right?
I see. Jenny, have you ever had any Sancho Clauses?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Not me.
All right, good. All right, well, tell us the truth off the air, okay? Next play.
Not me.
Congratulations, Jenny. You are the winner.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Thank you for listening to us. Happy holidays. Who's going to go with you?
My husband, my daughter, and probably my sister.
Oh, that's nice of you. There you go. We'll appreciate you listening to us. We'll get you all the details off the air, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Are you bringing anyone home for the holidays over your house?
Only Sancho Claus.
Sancho Claus.
We want Sancho Claus because Sancho means side man. So Sancho Claus.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So I love this time of the year because all kinds of studies come out about like, this is what happened. The most this, the most that of 2018. But this was really interesting. What do you think is the food that was most ordered in 2018 from like Grubhub? Right, so it's like a delivery service. You can pick your spot, and then they take it to
Uber
your pack.
Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah.
Postmates. There's a ton of sites.
I'll give you the top three, but see if you can guess the number one thing, Brian. What would you say is the number one thing that got ordered?
We can't just do a genre, right? I can't just be like Chinese food.
Right.
It has to be specific. Yeah.
Shoot, man. I guess as always, pizza. I mean, that's such a wide category too, though.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's kind of hard. I'm trying to think of what I've ordered most. It's usually pizza. Actually, BLT sandwiches. My girlfriend's on some real BLT kick right now, man. Yeah. Like, we got one from Cantor's Deli, some from other delis all weekend long.
And that came out of nowhere?
She just loves bacon sandwiches. And the thing is, she hates bacon. Like, she doesn't like bacon.
I thought she was, like, vegetarian.
Yeah, she is. But she just loves BLT.
She's pregnant.
Well, no. Found out this morning that was not the case. Which might explain the cravings for BLTs all weekend.
There you go. Found out a lot this morning.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, Brian was like, whew.
Yeah. All right, female emergency. Okay, I get you. All right. Explains the BLT obsession all weekend.
Chelsea, what do you think it is?
I don't know why, but my gut right now is telling me.
My gut, literally.
My gut is telling me it's Shake Shack. I think like it's
burgers.
Burgers. Yeah. I would say In-N-Out Burger, but I feel like Shake Shack is more worldwide, so I would say Shake Shack.
In-N-Out, there's nothing In-N-Out about trying to order on Uber Eats from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
You'd be like, it takes you like 2.5 hours, the person's still waiting in line.
Good luck, bro.
Yeah, right.
Good luck. All right, so at number three, we have pizza.
Okay.
And number two is burgers.
Okay.
And number one, burritos.
That makes sense.
Number one, guys. So burrito was the thing most ordered on Grubhub. And that reminds me of a story. That's so true, man. Especially when you're like coming out of the club or whatever it may be. I remember we were out partying with one of my friends. And for some reason, this guy, every time he gets lit, his name's Josh. Every time he gets lit, he wants a breakfast burrito. Like, it doesn't matter what time it is. Like, we literally have to hold him down because he wants to leave wherever we're at. We could be at a friend's house or apartment. He doesn't even know where he's at, but he's like, all of a sudden, we'll find him walking out of the house. And we're like, yo, Josh, where are you going? He's like, I'm getting a breakfast burrito.
He's like a zombie.
And he just takes off into nowhere. We're like, where are you going? He's like, I don't know, but I'm going to find one. It's like this mission that he goes on to find this treasure of a breakfast burrito.
I'll tell you one thing, man. When I moved to Southern California from Seattle, the breakfast burrito game down here in Southern California is something like no other. I remember the first time I experienced a real breakfast burrito at Bravo Burger out in San Dimas. It was like a football. It was the size of a football. And like they don't make those in Seattle. Like in Seattle, you get a breakfast burrito and it looks like a taquito, but it's like in a soft tortilla. And you're like, oh, I'll have four. These ones are like 4.5 pounds a piece.
Legit look like somebody's forearm that you're
They're
about
huge.
To grab. So there you go, burritos king.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Cardi B wants a do-over. She wants to do over the way she found out about her 5 Grammy nominations, which were just announced on Friday. So while most artists like Bebe Rexha, Camila Cabello, they found out through like their parents or managers, and they posted a video online of them like being emotional and crying, and it's this whole moment. Cardi B received the news from a paparazzi while leaving court.
I guess that's good news, though, right? You're leaving court, you're dealing with some drama, and you want to get some good news on the way out.
Dealing with drama you created. It's not like she was going to court because she's the victim. She's the she's the accused.
Here's the video of it. It's like perfect way for Cardi to find out. Like, it's in perfect Cardi form. She was obviously attending court for that misdemeanor with the physical brawl that happened between her and two females in a bar in August. Remember hearing about that story? I reported on it. Cardi tweeted out that video because it obviously went viral. And she captioned it, "This is not how I expected to find out. I'm nominated for a Grammy. I need a do-over."
I think she needs a do-over on August.
Yeah.
Walk away from that fight in a bar.
Or this whole summer, really.
Right. I don't feel bad for you. You found out on the way to court and then don't get in fights.
You know, she was recently asked, like, do you regret anything you've done this year? And she says she doesn't regret it, which is kind of interesting, but she says she may have been a little extra in some situations. But she doesn't regret it, but she does acknowledge she was a bit much.
It's hard for her to go to court on these kinds of things, too, because the first exhibit that the prosecutor brings up is probably an Instagram Live she did after the fight, talking about how she whooped ass.
What I would like give so much to be sitting in that courtroom while she's like talking to the judge and like how their interaction and how she's just like making noises. And just I can just like imagine it's pure entertainment, you know?
Absolutely right.
So Beyonce can now add wedding singer to her resume.
Okay.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
This is so interesting. Over the weekend, she was hired to perform at a wedding in India. It was actually the pre-wedding celebration for the daughter of India's richest man.
Yeah.
And there's videos all online, and it basically looks like a concert. She has backup dancers and everything. Other famous people who are there include Hillary Clinton and also Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, who just got married.
How much did she get paid?
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. Like, her starting booking price, I looked it up online, but this was also back in 2008, so I think it's gone up a lot. Well, but it says, but it says it was $2 million then. So now, so there's rumors that she got paid $10 million.
Wow.
I don't know, but like, so that's gold.
You said Hillary Clinton was there too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did they get paid to be there too, or are they like homies?
I mean, I don't have that answer.
Well, I mean, if she ever wants to run for any sort of public office, she needs contributors. So I'm sure the richest guy in India is probably a helpful friend to have.
Yeah, I'm here to support you on this.
That could be the truth.
I mean, you'd have to think. I wouldn't be surprised if it was $10 million. I mean, imagine what it takes for Beyonce to set her life aside. She's got all the kids. She's got plenty of money. She's doing tons of things. Projects left and right. Mm. How much money that she would need to take to drop all that and go to India, fly across halfway around the world to perform at someone's wedding.
Yeah, DJ Majestic has some info. Yeah, Majestic?
No, I was just reading up on the dad who threw the party, and he's worth $41 billion, so I think.
Did you say billion with a B? With a B as in Beyonce?
That's wrong. I have he's worth $130 billion.
Oh, it just went up from yesterday to today. Congratulations.
There you have it.
I feel like it's somewhere in between that number.
When you're in that many billions, I think it's fine. I'm probably after paying Beyonce, that's his net worth drop.
Went down, yeah. That's and this just in, you guys. So Ariana Grande has added multiple dates to her Sweetener World Tour. And there's one new LA date. This is very exciting. It's May 7th at the Staples Center. And get this. We actually have tickets for it that we're giving away. So make sure you listen at 9 a.m. for a chance to win.
Yeah, all this week, 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., right? So that's coming up next for your chance to win Ariana Grande tickets. This is Arms Around You, XXXTentacion, Lil Pump featuring Maluma on 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We're sending you to see Ariana Grande in concert. All you got to do is tune in at 9 a.m., 12, 3, 6, and 9 p.m. for your chance to win those tickets. And also, the grand prize, you'll get on a plane to then go see her at her next stop.
Mm.
That's pretty dope right there. We got a feel-good story of the day for you right now. A mom was reunited with her daughter, who she thought had passed away 69 years ago.
Interesting.
So wild, man. So break it down. Imagine yourself being a mom and you're 88 years of age, right? And all of a sudden, somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, I'm actually your daughter. What happened? What's going on? And that's exactly what happened to Genevieve. She's 88 right now. She gave birth to her daughter. This is OG. This is when you know they're vintage. Her daughter's name is Moltroop.
Moltroop?
Moltres.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Sounds, right? Sounds like a troop of moles. Moltres.
That's a vintage name right there.
Yeah, soldier moles.
1949 at a hospital in Indiana. And what happened is that when she gave birth back then, she says she asked the staff, hey, I'm ready. Can I see my baby now? After giving birth, they take the baby away and so on and so forth. And the staff informed her, oh, we're sorry. Your daughter passed away. She didn't make it.
What?
And she just accepted it as that. And they moved on with her life. Now doing an investigation, Genevieve, the mom, the thing is that she was an unwed mother. So she didn't have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was looked down upon. And they basically just told her, like, your daughter died.
So it wasn't like a
That's
case of
awful.
Mistaken identity where, like, someone else's daughter did die. And no. then they think that they have one that's living. Because I would be like, that's such a bummer. She found out her daughter's still alive and then someone else is about to find out that their real one passed away.
No, it was terrible. Like not accepted in society back
so they
then.
They just said nah and took the baby from her?
Yeah, took the baby what? From her, put out for adoption, so on and so forth, man. Like foster home and stuff like that. So it's wild. So obviously this daughter is like searching for her real mother all her life. Good old Moltres on a mission trying to look for mom. And Moltres' son gives her an Ancestry.com DNA testing kit for Christmas. And after doing it, she finds out that her biological mother, Genevieve, is still alive.
That's incredible.
Reaches out and they reconnect, yo.
Did she have any half-sisters? Did Genevieve have any other children too? Or is that?
I don't know. I didn't read that in that story. They were just specifically talking about them being reunited. But I don't know, man. That's wild.
That's crazy too, because it seems like this is probably not a one case thing.
Oh no!
You know?
Oh no!
Like,
no, they were taking babies for sure. Man.
Remember our listener Troy, out from Laguna when he was in search of his biological mother and biological father. He brought that up that his mother had to leave Texas to give birth to him in Vegas because she was an unwed mother at the time and it wasn't accepted, and then gave him up for adoption. Obviously, in this situation, Genevieve, she didn't know. They just told her, "Hey, your baby died." Which is terrible.
It's just wild what you can do with those DNA tests, man.
Yeah, like, bro.
I read stories all the time from like my friends. I had a friend who's like, I found out I'm not Native American. My life is over. Like their whole life, they're culturally identifying with being like a Nez Perce Native American in Idaho. And they were like, I'm not at all. I'm like Scottish.
I was going to ask for one for Christmas, but I'm kind of nervous.
I don't want to know
why, but I'm like, I'm just nervous something's going to come out that I am afraid to face.
Trust me, Chelsea. we met your parents, you're definitely their child.
No, I mean, I don't know. You don't know.
I agree with Chelsea. I don't want to find out I'm related to some like psychopath dictator in Europe in like the 1400s. Oh, I'm out on that, man. My life is going all right. I don't need any monkey wrenches thrown into it with a DNA test.
I've had friends that they found out they're like almost everything in the world. They have a little bit of everything, and then they just don't know what to do with themselves. They're like, what I identify is like when they're filling out a form at work or a government, they're like, I don't know what I am anymore. Like,
they check
everything.
Check the other box. All of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, awesome feel-good story right there, man. Destiny finally getting them together. Good old Genevieve and Moltres.
You still can't say that name without not laughing.
I feel like if someone tried to name their baby Moltres, I'd be like, you're not the best parent.
Come on, man. Back then it was in.
Moltres.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
All right, Barilla. Santa puts your kids in check from the naughty list to the nice list. If you got some kids that need to put in check, shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS, and we'll reach out to Santa for you and try to get them on the nice list, all right? Who do we have today, Senor Brian?
Two individuals. I believe it's Hike and Corin.
Nice.
And let's just say things got a little musical.
Okay.
Okay, I like
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Another Santa's call right here.
Hello.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Is this Mariana?
Yes.
Hello, this is Santa Claus.
Hello.
I called to talk to Hike and Corin. Are they available?
Hi.
Ho, 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 ho. Who is this?
Hike.
Let's make sure you're on the nice list, and then I'm going to talk to your brother Corin, and then I'm going to find out what you guys want for Christmas. Does that work?
Yes.
Sounds good, buddy. All right, it says here that you need to keep doing better in soccer. Is that true?
Yes.
What else do we need to do? You need to keep working on school and reading books. What are your favorite kind of books to read?
Any books.
You're a pretty smart guy. All right, Hike, let me talk to Corin real quick. You're on the nice list. Let's check in on him.
That was easy.
Hi.
Corin, how are you? Excited for Christmas?
Yeah, very much.
Oh, I can't wait. It says that you need to keep on working on your piano lessons. You play piano?
Yes.
Oh, you do, do you? What is your favorite song to play?
Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Old MacDonald?
Classic.
Hey, did you know that Santa Claus, that I play the piano too? Did you know that?
No.
It's been a little while. Let me dust off the old ivories. But this one right here is my favorite song to play. Are you ready?
What?
Wow. Wow, Santa.
Skills.
Oh my God.
Do you hear it?
Crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Let's get into it, all right, guys? What do you guys want for Christmas? Let's talk with Hike first. Hike, what do you want for Christmas this year?
A Lego and a set of puzzle balls.
A puzzle ball? You kids are getting so smart. I can't keep up with you. Corin, what do you want for Christmas, buddy?
I want the same thing.
Yeah?
But the Lego easy.
Yeah?
And a baby girl.
A baby gorilla?
Girl.
Oh, a baby girl. You like
sister.
A baby girl?
Sister.
Oh, you want a baby sister for Christmas?
Oh, okay.
And a TV.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Let's get back to that. You want a baby sister for Christmas?
Yeah.
You better talk to your mom about that one. I can't just go dropping off kids under your Christmas tree. I'll get in a lot of trouble.
I don't have a Christmas tree this year. I have a Christmas set up on my piano.
Do you want to play your piano for me? Can you play me Old MacDonald?
Yeah.
Play me Old MacDonald.
I'm going downstairs. Now I'm going to my piano.
I'm so excited.
That was quick. Crushing it. Get it, Corn. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just witnessed the genius of Corin. I cannot wait to be at your concert someday, my man. Will you let me in for free?
Yeah.
I'm on the guest list. Merry Christmas, you guys.
I'm going to give you cookies and milk.
Oh, I can't wait. Mrs. Claus is going to be so mad because she wants me to trim down, but I don't care. It's my cheat day.
Okay.
All right, I love you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Thank you.
Did you hear that I said TV?
You want a TV, too?
Yeah.
It's not too late to get one under the buzzer. I got it, buddy. I got it written down for me right here, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, bye.
He's just like, yeah, hold up. I know it's all hype and all this stuff. You're talking about, like, you trying to stay fit and all that. Did you get the TV,
though?
If you want Santa to call your kids, text us 877-971-4487, and we'll get you on the wait list. Tons of parents trying to get their kids from the naughty list to the nice list. I wonder why.
It's that time of year.
All this week at 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning, Santa's calls on 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays.
97.1 Amp.
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for giving us some of the day to do what we love. We got a Dopest Moment award to give out to right now, to give away, I should say. It's our Tipsy Talk Queen from the OC every week on Mondays. You get to hear a real person, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. And, you know, she gets the dopest award because not only does she make us laugh, but she taught a lot of people a new word, a new phrase in Spanish. And you got to appreciate when people not only make you laugh, but they educate you as well.
Drunk creativity.
Oh, so good. Here it is.
How many coffee partners do you have right now?
The little side booth.
Yeah. Side booth.
Well, you got to have a Red Bull, a Paisa Bull, a UCLA Bull, a OC Bull, an LA Bull.
She's got different category of side booths like, she needs to have.
Based on counties, too.
I love that she doesn't discriminate. You know what I'm saying?
New York Bull, local Bull.
Oh, wow. She's still going.
Wow.
Upper Bull, Daddy Bull, No-No Bull.
No-No Bull.
All of them.
All of them.
Are you bringing anyone home for the holidays over your house?
Only Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. No Santa Claus.
Sancho Claus.
Sancho means side man. So Sancho Claus.
Yeah, Sancho in Spanish means like side piece. And then she just added Claus at the end. Sancho Claus.
I gotta be honest, man. If there was ever a time that Joao had a shot, it'd be this one. I mean, she just reeled off. There's gotta be a boo that he fits the category for here. I'm intrigued.
A radio boo. There it is. Miss Sancho Claus herself. What did you say, Brian, earlier? Like, yeah, man, that's what she's wishing for Christmas down the chimney, right?
Yep, she just wants a little bit of a Santa Claus down the chimney. Right? I feel like that's fair.
That's a classic, man. In Latino culture, me being Mexicano, you always hear that. Like, oh, who's going to come for Christmas? Sancho Claus? And you're like, damn, really, bro? Especially when they see my daughter and she's like absolutely gorgeous. Like, yo, looks like Sancho Claus came to your house, Edgar. And I'm like,
you're like
whatever, man. Whatever.
Stuff in stockings.
I still want to know if Joao got her number. I feel like you said, he probably had a good chance.
This was the one he had a shot with.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't seem like she was super
super into it. She did call him a dog at one point in time. But also,
and he barked.
Yeah, but also he had such she had such a wide array of side boos that there's got to be a category he fit into. Mm-hmm. I don't know how high it'd be in the power rankings of her boos, but it would still be a job for him.
At least an elf.
Yeah,
if it doesn't
something.
Mean such a close level. All right, familia, right about now for your Christmas gift right here. A pair of tickets to see Childish Gambino at the Forum on December 17th. All you got to do is be a Sancho Close. No, just playing. All you got to do is be caller 9 and you win. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Yessir Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.